So is it that time applies for us but not for Krishna? Time is created for us? Okay. When we talk about time, see, there is our conception of time. So I may say it's 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock. Now, this is our conception. So if somebody is on moon, somebody is somewhere else, you see, somebody is in India, the time is different for them. So one is the conception of time, the second is the concept of time. Conception is how we think of it. Concept is how it is actually. So time is a reality independent of our conception. I may say it's 6 o'clock here, somebody in India, I may say it's 7 o'clock here, somebody in India may say it's 6 o'clock in the morning there. So we may conceive of time differently, but time as an entity exists independent of our conception. Now what does time do? Time essentially is the agency through which change happens. So the flowers that are blossoming in the morning, the flowers wither by the evening. The birds that become active start chirping in the morning, they start becoming inactive by evening. So time is the agency through which change occurs. Now, when we talk about for Krishna, again, there is the concept of God as it is revealed in the Bhakti tradition. There is the analytical conception of God and there is the aesthetic conception of God. There is God as Tattva and God as Rasa. So analytical conception means, let's say, if we look at a rose, if a boy gives a rose to a girl and the girl says, okay, you know, this has an andrusium, this has a gynoecium, this has stamens, this has carpels. Boy will say, what is going on here? I give you a rose. So the rose can be looked at it from that perspective, the analytical perspective of looking at the rose and the aesthetic perspective. So analytical perspective means we actually put aside the emotions and we observe. That's the biological botanical perspective. The aesthetic perspective, oh, this is so beautiful. So now, in terms of analysis with respect to this world, initially we focus on the analytical conception of God. That means that time is what exists in this world and God exists outside the fabric of time. So God exists. Are we to go there?
They have just announced. Isn't very many other devotees, so we can just move this whole thing over there if you want to.
You don't
finish the answer to this question.
Yeah, you don't mind asking questions there? We can go there and talk. Sure. So God, let's complete this answer. We'll come there in a few minutes. So God exists from the point of view analysis here in this world. God exists outside the fabric of space and time. Just like if there is a novel, the novel has its timeline, storyline, but the author exists outside the timeline. So God exists outside the fabric of time. That's from the perspective of this world. At the same time, God also has his own self-existence. And in his self-existence, in his spiritual world, there is the conception of time which is to assist him in his leela. See, here in this world, time is the controller. So we meet someone and then we are talking with that person, we like that person, but then, you know, our time runs out. They say they have to go or we have to go. Now, when Krishna is performing Rasa Leela with the gopis, Krishna doesn't have to, oh, now time is over, I have to go now. Krishna can expand time. So the point is that in this world, we are controlled by time. In the spiritual world, Krishna is not controlled by time. Krishna is the controller of time. So time exists, everything in the spiritual world exists to assist Krishna. Everything in the spiritual world is a servant of Krishna. So time there also is a servant of Krishna. So that means you could say, for all practical purposes, that time as we know it, doesn't exist in the spiritual world. Time as we know it means time as the controller, time as the destroyer. That doesn't exist in the spiritual world, because in the spiritual world, nothing is destroyed. Everything exists forever. But at the same time as a facilitator of change for enhancing Krishna's pastimes, that exists. So time is it time created for us? First of all, time is not created. Time is it exists always and it manifests in this world. So it is there's been philosophical questions. Does God create through time? There are three possibilities. God creates through time, God is created in time, and God creates time. Actual reality is God is time. In this world, time is the manifestation of God. So God and time are not two separate entities. Just as God is the creator, he is not created, so time is not created. But God simply manifests as time in this world. And in the spiritual world, the time that manifests is of a different nature. It is simply to assist Krishna in his pastimes. Okay? Hare Krishna.